जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंग जना यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचरी यमुना तीर वनचरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचरी यमुना तीर वनचरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ओम ज्ञान त्रिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं सापिदानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेश तनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना ब्रजवधूवर्गे नया कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न अपरः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिभाषिताचार्यष्टौ दर्शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। कृष्ण बलराम की जय। ऑल गौर विष्णु असेंबल बिफोर दिस नताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्ण। यू ऑल्सो से आई एम ग्रीटिंग यू विद हरे कृष्ण। यू मे रिस्पॉन्ड विद हरे कृष्ण। वी वेलकम यू एंड वी आर हैप्पी टू सी यू ऑल। आई वॉज गोइंग टू से आई डोंट नो दिस इज एवरीबॉडी हियर those assembled devotees are certainly welcomed and seeing them gives great pleasure to me also. Hari Hari. And we are here to do our Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Seva given by Srila Prabhupada to us to recite Srimad Bhagavatam daily, Nityam. So today we read from Canto 10th, Chapter 20th, text number 35th. And please repeat.
Sarvasvam Jaladahitva Virejuh शुभवर्चसः यथा त्यक्ते क्षणा शांता मुनयो मुक्तकिल्बिषः।
एवरीथिंग दे पजेस जलदः द क्लाउड्स हित्वा हैविंग गिवन अप विरेजुः shone forth shubhra pure varchasaha their effulgence yatha just as tyakta eshanaha
who have given up all desires, Shantaha, pacified, Munayaha, sages, Muktakilbishaha, freed from evil propensities. And translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. So that is jai ki of both of them. Prabhupada ki jai and the followers responsible for this translation and purport ki jai also. Okay. The clouds, having given up all they possessed, shone forth with purified effulgence, just like peaceful sages who have given up all material desires and are thus free from all sinful propensities. Purport. When the clouds are filled with water, they are dark and cover the sun's rays, just as material mind of an impure man covers the soul shining within. But when the clouds pour down their rain, they become white and then brilliantly reflect the shining sun, just as a man who gives up all material desires and sinful propensities becomes purified and then brilliantly reflects his own soul and supreme soul within. Sarvasvam jaladahitva virejuhu shubhavarchasaha Yatha tekteshanaha shanta munayo mukta kilbishaha. And translation once again. The clouds, having given up all they possessed, shone forth with purified effulgence, just like peaceful sages who have given up all material desires and are thus free of all sinful propensities. The rainy season and autumn, this is the topic, are and what he is talking about here is of two seasons, rainy season and autumn season. For the pastimes of Lord Krishna, during those times also, as I was looking back a little bit, the previous chapter is the forest fire. Preceding chapter is forest fire and following chapter is Venu Geet, followed by stealing of the garments by Krishna of the gopis. So then I have a little kind of review statement or overall statement. These different seasons are being talked about. And well, when I say that, there are total of 10 seasons called Ritus, beginning with Vasanta Ritu, which lasts for 2 months. Every Ritu lasts for 2 months, followed by the Grishma Ritu, summer. Which ritu are we going through right now? Huh?
It's not
must be Grishma Ritu. And we are all, well, I don't know, yeah, maybe, please, sure, we are awaiting rains. So that is Varsha Ritu, followed by autumn, Sharad Ritu, followed by Hemant Ritu, and finally followed by Shishir Ritu, or season, each lasting for 2 months. So, here, in this section of Bhagavatam, one after the other, I'm sure there are some other pastimes also. What happened? This is not a season for sleeping. Huh? So, the summer season and the forest fire took place. Nimilayat lochanani ma bhaishta, Krishna had said to his friends. Close your eyes, friends, and do not hear. And that's what the friends had done. And while friends' eyes were closed, they were instructed to close the eyes. We close our eyes regardless, instruction or no instruction, right in the middle of the class also. So while their eyes were closed, Krishna swallowed the forest fire. Okay, you may open your eyes again and, hey, where is the fire? Fire extinguished by the Lord. He drank the fire. Or, there's a comment, you rascal, fire, come on, get in there, you get in there. You belong to my mouth. You should be in the mouth. What are you doing outside? That's what Krishna did. Then fire was rightly situated. And the friends were free from the blazing fire. And then comes the rainy season. And you have been reading description of rainy season in Vrindavan. Oh, I mean, this is Shukadeva Goswami ki jai. The way he is describing these different seasons, rainy season and then autumn season. And description as it is. He doesn't have to imagine. Or he is seeing or experiencing different seasons and he is writing. Well, it's not writing. He's speaking as he's seeing the seasons, experiencing or just being there, and he's describing. Or he's also being there and he's seeing the pastimes and talking. So currently, I think after going through rainy season, we have entered autumn season, Sharad Ritu or Yari. So let me finish that. So and then the following chapter, how does it begin? Then the following chapter, Swachha Jalam, and the Sharada, and the blooming lotuses. And you already have also a few verses prior. The Kumud, the special flowers, they grow in in autumn, and even they purify the water further. This is purifying season, autumn season. And let me say, and then quickly followed by that is Hemante Prathame Mase. I don't remember now the chapter number, but so in sequence, this is 19th one, right? Or this is 20th. So chapter 20th, talking about the Grishma Ritu, the summer season. Chapter 20th talks about the autumn and rainy season, and the following chapter are talking about the Hemant Ritu. The garments of gopis were stolen. So season after season are coming, and Krishna is taking advantage of those seasons and performing his pleasing pastimes corresponding, befitting that season. Yeah, these different seasons are like a different scenes or forums for Lord to perform his pastimes. There's a variety, then it's not a boring, you know, same ritual over again and again. There's a variety of seasons and atmosphere, and accordingly Krishna performs different pastimes and enjoys those pastimes. And not only he enjoys, but iti driksa lila bhirananda kunde svaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. Iti drik, like this, iti drik swalila bhi. Lord, by performing his own leela, what does he do? Ananda kunde. He fills the kundas, the lakes, the sarovars of Vrindavan with ananda kunde. And then swaghosham nimajjantam. And then his associates, those who are performing pastimes along with him, they jump into that ocean. Well, we just said lake now. So lake is huge, it expands. Anandamudi Vardhanam is also there. And then they swim, dive deeper in that ocean or in that kund, ananda kunda. So point being, not only Lord enjoys, but he let others also enjoy. Bhoktaram jagyatapasam. Krishna is bhokta. And what are we? We are upabhoktas. That's another term. Bhokta, upabhokta. Means secondary enjoyer. After he has enjoyed his rajabhog, next ones are the pujaris. And that way, everyone avatirne gaurachandre vistirne premasagare. I'm diverting a little bit. What to do? Sir Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Avatirne gaurachandre avatirne. He has appeared, he has descended. And by descending, what did he do? Avatirne gaurachandre vistirne premasagare. He expanded vistirne prema sagare, the ocean of love of Godhead. He expanded, multiplied many folds. Ena majjanti majjanti te maha anartha sagare. So the Vaishnavas, of course, are welcomed, and they are already drowning in that ocean. Snapanam sarvatma snapanam Param Vijayade Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Sarvatma Snapanam. Sarvatma Snapanam. Snapanam is snan. Take bath. So Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He expanded the ocean of love of Godhead, and Gaura Rase Magnam. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas are Gaura Rasa Magna, Gaura Ras. The Ras, the Prem Ras that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought down. This is Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says. But then he also, Sparsham Mama Papa. But unfortunate as I was one time when he was born in early days, he says, this Gaura Ras not even drop touched me of that Gaura Ras. Oh, vanchitosmi, 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 na samshaya, I have no doubt, I was cheated, I was very badly cheated. That Gaura Ras did not come my way, or I did not go the Gaura Ras's way. I was deprived. So the other statement also says the same thing. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Vistirne Prema Sagre, Ena Majjanti, Ena Majjanti, Majjanti. Those who do not jump into this Gaura Prema Ras, for them there's another Ras or another Sagar waiting for them. Te Majjanti Maha Anartha Sagare. Did you get that? So there are two Sagars, there are two oceans, Prema Sagar and Maha Anartha Sagar. So take a pick. You already have picked. All for Gaura Ras Sagar ke? All in favor of jumping into this Gaura Sagar. Any takers? Raise your hands if you are. Okay. Maybe you are some tired. Or intoxicated by that. Hari Hari. Now, turning our attention to the verse. Well, not that I was not connected. Or when talking little bit more about this autumn season, that's a topic for sure. The autumn season or Sharad Ritu is also known for its brilliance. This word Sharada means give something, the Sharada. It is purifying. And bringing light to your life. So Sharada, and that is why, so say, Jiveda Sharada Sharadam Shadaha. On the birthday, or, birthday. There is a traditionally one wishes, may you live long and see how many seasons, and which season? Sharadaha, Shatam, Pashema, or Jiveta. You may live long to see 100 autumn seasons. Amongst all the seasons, the autumn is remembered. Doesn't say Jiveta Grishma Shatam. May you see 100 summer seasons. No. This is not a blessing. You are not wishing me well. Sharadaha Shatam Pashema. You may see, or you may live long to see 100 autumn seasons. So autumn season is always welcome. And talking of brilliance, which is talked here, we'll be talking about that in a minute. Of all the full moon nights of the year, Sharad Purnima night is the brightest full moon night. This is known fact. Right in the middle of Sharad season, autumn season, that full moon night is the brightest night, full moon night. So all glories to Sharad season, autumn season, and autumn season also has so many festivities. Autumn season means Ashwin and Kartik, 2 months. Ashwin and Kartik. Ashwin is concluded with Sharad Purnima, and then Kartik is full of festivals, so many festivals. And it is strongly recommended by Rupa Goswami that you better rush to Vrindavan. If it is autumn season, if it is month of Kartik, run to Vrindavan and observe Kartik Vrat in Vrindavan. It is wonderful season and tons of festivities during that time. Hari Hari. So this verse, which you see on the board and which you have recited, also could be, all this is in a, this is a poetry, this is Padya. So traditionally, as the studies are undertaken in the Gurukul, you could say, Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Rohitam. In the good old days, while studying Shastras or Slokas, one you could say, first they would transform the Padya into Gadya, poetry into prose. So if this prose is, this poetry is, could be said in prose form, and that is, that's called anvay in technical language, anvay, I'm sure many of you are familiar. So anvay of this verse would be Tyaktaishanaha Mukta Kilvishaha. The order would change. But meaning does not change. And that's the beauty of Sanskrit language. Ki. You could place any word anywhere and meaning does not change. Ramaha Vanam Gachati. Gachati Vanam Ramaha. Vanam Ramaha Gachati. You could say in any order and meaning is the same. So this verse could be said, Tyaktaishanaha Mukta Kilvishaha Shantaha Munayaha Yatha Shubhra Varchasa Bhavanti. That's one part. Take a pause, if not full stop. Tatha Jalada Sarvasvam Hitva Shubhra Varchasa Virejuhu. So this anvay is done so that the understanding of the verse becomes easy. So that's the purpose of the anvay. So we have done that, and then the proper sentence with ending with a verb and karta, karma, and kriyapad, like that, in the right order. So, tyakteshana, mukta kilbishaha, shantaha, manaya. So, let's talk of munis here. What kind of munis? Tyakta eshanaha. The munis, they have given up eshana. What is eshana? Desire. Eshana or vasana? Tyakta eshanaha. Not only that, tyakta part, but mukta kilbishaha. They have given up desires, so now they have become mukta, they have become free from kilbishaha. The propensity, even propensity to commit sinful activity. Well, vasana, you could say vasana. The munis are free from vasana also. Vasana, which gives you boost or instigation. Hari Hari, Hare Krishna. I'm also giving you some hint here. And hence, because they are now free from desires and free even from propensity to commit the sin, shantaha, they are peaceful. Or munaya, munis are munaya, many munis. Many rishis is rishayaha. Russia was one time full of rishis. I attended their interfaith gathering right there in Moscow, and one of the Russians said this. I had also heard and read this before, but then he said, and he was explaining, this Rishaya word comes from Rishi. Rishi is ekvachan, singular, and plural is Rishayaha. So one time Russia was full of Rishis, hence the name Rishaya, Russia. And he also said the Moscow, this was a place of moksha one time. From moksha become Moscow. There were munaya, many munis. They are shanta, they are peaceful because mukta kilbishaha tyakta aishanaha. And because, this is what the verse says, shubhra varchasa bhavanti, shubhra means pure. They become purified and varchasa, they become brilliant, they look effulgent, letting the effulgence or brilliance of their soul within, and super soul within also, is that brilliance is not blocked by the dirt, the desires, and that brilliance of the soul and the super soul is is manifest. Tatha jalada sarvasvam hitva shubhra varchasa virejuhu. Tatha jalada. What is jala? What is jala? Jal is jal. Water. Neerakudri. Tamil Nadu, they would say. Not Tamil Nadu, Karnataka. Neerakudri. Give me some water. Jalam Dehi. Just give me water. In English, you could say water. What else could you say to water? Huh? That's, my dear, that's Italian aqua or something. You could only say water, but in Sanskrit you could say Neera, Vari, Pani, not Pani. Toyam. And like that, I think we spent at least 10 minutes just reciting, saying the different names of water. Water, this water, is this water, is that. What a language. Not only beautiful, but enriched, rich language. So, Jalada. Jalada, one who gives water, the water giver. Who is water giver? Here in this case, clouds are water givers. They're called Jalada. 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 Please hurry up. Jalada. That's another thing. Give me water. Fast. Be fast. Jalada. So Jalada, the clouds are, what do they give? You don't even know how to say separately. What do the clouds give? Jalada, they give water. Jalada sarvasvam hitva. Yeah, nice word. By giving everything or giving all water. That's one thing, but when you say sarvasvam, sarvasvam, that has yet another deeper import or purport. And you say sarvasvam, sarvasva. Oh, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, sva. So sarvasva, giving up everything. Of course, water has only water in its possession. Sarvasva in that case, all the water. Clouds giving all the water in service of Krishna and service of Vrindavan, service of all the entities, I was going to say creatures. That's, doesn't sound nice, right? You can't say creatures in Vrindavan. Huh? Would you say that? I wouldn't like to say creatures. And then creatures on hellish planets, you'll find creatures. Or New York or Delhi or here, you'll find some creatures, lots of creatures. But Vrindavan has Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vraksha laksha vrateshu surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam. Be the trees of Vrindavan, our cows of Vrindavan, cowherd boys, the gopis of Vrindavan, or peacocks of Vrindavan, they cannot be called creatures. Would be offensive to think in that term, the creature term, the way. Anyway, so water, this cloud is giving up, surrendering, donating. Cloud becomes most charitable, and Jalada sarvasvam hitva, sarvasva. I think I'm just trying to get your attention to this sarvasvam, sarvasvam. So as the clouds during rainy season give up everything in their possession, that means all water, then have you the autumn season is also known for clear skies. This is a characteristic of autumn season. Skies are clear, clear skies. Clear water, everything is clear and clean and green. Clean Delhi, green Delhi. Or clean India. They're struggling. Swachh Bharat. But Vrindavan, especially in autumn season, is swachha. All around, swachha, clean. Suvachha. Suvachha, swachha. Achha. Achha means achha, 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 achha. Say achha, achha. Means good. Swachha. Swachha. Clean. Good. Nice. Shubhra Varchasa. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that's what it says here. The clouds also become clean and clear during autumn season. Either skies are completely clean, clean skies, or if there are clouds, they are also white clouds, shining clouds, like a swan, like. And I think somewhere, I did not try to dig deeper into that, but somewhere here in this section of Bhagavatam, it says that the clouds during rainy season are, of course, blackish. Ghana Ivasham. Even Krishna is described. How does Krishna look like? Sham, Ghana Sham, Ghana, Ghana. Ghana Shama Sundara Sridhara Arunodaya Jala. It's a nice song, Marathi. Ghana Shama Sundara. You are Sundar, you are beautiful like Ghana Sham, Ghana Iva Sham. So clouds during rainy season are blackish. Doesn't mean bad. But why they are blackish? They are compared to someone who is doing lots of accumulation and this is also called hoarding. Hoarding, hoarding, holding, possessing. He's so greedy and is making money or adding on properties and possessions and holding on to it, which is not right thing to do. Asangraha, says. One should be doing what? That's from Patanjali. Or that? Ahimsa. Satya asteya brahmacharya asangraha. You understand the other four items. And asangraha. Sangraha means accumulation, hoarding. Asangraha is a recommendation, but during rainy season, well, just now they have. They've stolen water from the ocean and they're just holding on to it. They are not sharing, pouring that water on the earth. And that time they block the sun rays reaching us, the creatures on the earth, the vegetation on the earth, or earth on the earth. They block the path of sun rays. Okay, but then as they begin the sharing and pouring and giving out, and then comes the autumn season. Some clouds are still there, but they are white now. They look white. So the comparison is that those who have a lot of possession, they are accumulating, but not like a black money. Had lots of black money and they're holding on to it, they're tight. And they're sometimes blacklisted. And they have bad image in the society. No one would like to even see their face. But if they give charities for food for life, or ISKCON food for life, or a temple is being built and they donate funds and they sponsor lots of sets of Bhagavatam, and they use money like that, then they are not blacklisted anymore. Their image brightens. They become known personalities and figures. They have a good image. So during rainy season, they are hoarding, they are possessing, they are not letting any property go away. But as they do the charities, so we should be taking lessons from this. That we should be also be charitable. Share. Tena tyaktena bhunjita mahagrada kasya svidhanam isha vasham idam sarvam. The whole property is, this is all Lord's property. And he should only keep only that much. How much? Just your quota, just as much as you need. And the rest should be distributed, shared. With this understanding, as they share their property, then they also would become like a munis, they will become peaceful. Tyakta eshanaha, they have given up desires. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale, ashant. This is bhukti kam, tyakta eshana, like giving up desires. So what are different desires? Well, just mota moti, just big names. Bhukti kami, and then mukti kami, kam, vasana, desires. And siddhi kami. So tyakta, as one gives up all this, then he becomes muni, or he becomes Krishna bhakta. Krishna bhakta nishkam, ata eva, shant. Verse says about that. As you give up, Shreya Acharanam Sada, Bhagavatam recommends. Shreya, this is kind of lifestyle you should be living. Doing what? Pranair arthai dhiya vacha. Talking about giving. What should you give? Well, give up something. Give up desires. Vishaya chadiya kabe. What? Shuddha habe man. And? Sri Vrindavan. You should be singing this song or remembering this song. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe mon. Oh Lord, when would I become free from Vishaya chariya? So, hitva, give up, tyakta, talked about here. Giving up Vishaya chadiya kabe, and if that happens, then kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. Then I will see Vrindavan as it is. I'll become purified as I Vishaya chadiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, as one chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, all that black stuff that covers the soul and makes the soul conditioned, trapped. As one chants, then the cleansing is done. That's when you are giving up tyakta eshanaha and you are becoming mukta kilbishaha. And then cheto darpanam arjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Then we are relieved. Davagni, no more summer, suffering of the summer. You will soon enter the rainy season and autumn season, or life like that. As soon as this tyakta eshana happens, vishaya chadiya, we give up vishayas, and bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. And then see what happens next. What is next? Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam. What a contrast. Just now you were in Registan or Rajasthan, suffering and scorching heat and not even a blade of grass to look at. As one takes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes free from these bhava mahada, the blazing forest fire, where everything is barren and burnt and ashes. As one takes to Krishna consciousness, what happens? Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam. The flowers are blooming. There's a vegetation everywhere. There's a greenery everywhere, the ponds everywhere, the cool breeze coming your way. And then you become shant. So, tyakta eshana mukta kilbishaha, this is what we have to work on. This is the reminder. Just look at the cloud. Even cloud is donating all its possessions. Sarvasvam jalada. Jalada is sarvasvam itva. So, and then what? See, had a black face and now he has a bright face. He was Kuprasiddha, Suprasiddha. Now Ravan is also a very famous person. But what kind of fame is that? And Hanuman is yet another very famous person. So there are two kinds of fame also. Name, fame, glory, same old story. Name, fame, glory, same old story. So, even after coming to Krishna consciousness, we still are into this same old story. Puja, la, pratishtha. Hariri. Talking of giving up, we could also say, for this Bhagavatam does say this mama or possessions are, but vitta, apatya, kshetra, some long list is called mama, this is mine, these are the possessions. But elsewhere it also says, what we really need to give up is just two things you have to give up. Probably that's a relief. Not so many things to give up. I can work on just giving up two things. So what are those two things? Give up aham mama iti. And this is also the maya. Maya could be described. What is maya? Aham mama. Finished. So what you have to give up is give up maya. This aham maya. Aham maya and mama maya. Mama maya. So me and mine, me and mine, me and mine. When people talk on the phone, I think someone did some kind of counting or survey. What is the word that is mostly pronounced while people talk all the time or on the phone? What do they talk? Me, 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 me. My, me, my, me, my, me, my. Aham, mama, aham, mama, aham, mama. These are the words. The hitva, hitva sarvam. Give up everything. And only two things to be given up. Give up aham, give up mama. Are you ready? Do it. Right now. Now, of these two again, you can give up this mama part, possessions, relatively easier. Easier. Not easy, but easier. But giving up this aham, while trying to give up this aham, then they get stuck. Aham Brahmasmi. Trying to give up aham. It is aham Brahma, Brahmasmi. They get stuck. The last snare of Maya, Prabhupada said. This Maya was this last snare of Maya. Giving up aham. And those who have given up aham also, this false ego also, how they are known as, in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadabhi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. Then you have given up everything. everything, all false things given up. Shri Goswami is a Vrindavan. There is that tyaktva turnam, tyaktva turnam ashesha mandalapati. Tuchyavat. What is Tuchyavat? Shreyanam Tuchyavat. Tuchyavat. Really, Tuchyavat. Tuchya is insignificant, condemned. Graha meri sukham hi yan maithunadi. Yan maithuna. The sex, desires, etc. Yan maithunadi. Graha medhi sukham hi tuchyam. This is Prahlad Maharaj said. And one time I heard Prabhupada was commenting on this verse, this statement, in Kolkata. He was sitting right on the Vyasasan. And while saying this, tucham, Prabhupada spat at. Tucham. He had a realization like that. Tucham. With the realization he was saying this, tucham. Hari. That prostitute, Haridas Thakur, what was her name? Huh? Lakshahira. She was also asked to give up everything by Haridas Thakur. And she had made a lot of money through prostitution and by this and that, mostly prostitution. She was quite a filthy, rich lady. Not a lady, you can't. Ladies, prostitution cannot be called lady. Really. So she did that. She did it. And she became glorious, right? Famous. She had lots of aura. Effulgence around. And all those who do it, Prabhupada's advice, the first batch of his followers in New York, America, they took to Krishna consciousness. And then soon they gave up. Are you ready to follow four regulative principles? Meaning stopping sinning anymore. And I'm not asking you. I appreciate your enthusiasm. And they were ready. In the history of America or the Western world, for the first time, some, at least a handful of youths, ladies, boys and girls were ready to give up. No more meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Are you ready? Everyone, they all raised their hands. And Prabhupada clapped and was very happy. Welcome. Congratulations. And I said that was, listen to this, that was the beginning of the end of the age of Kali. It all began there in New York. Beginning of the end of the Kali. And so they gave up hippieism. What did they give up? Hippieism. And they were hippies, and by chanting Hare Krishna, they became happy. Same verse is they become effulgent. And Prabhupada also proudly would say that once they were shaved up and with their tilaks, and they were looking like coming from Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha meant shining. Otherwise, earlier they were not even taking baths, long hair, and this, that. Long faces, long face, you understand? Long face. But as soon as they start chanting Hare Krishna, bright faces, smiling faces. And sometimes Hare Krishna devotees are just pointed out, you people are smiling. Hare Krishnas always are smiling. They are happy. They are shining. Otherwise people are impressed by the glare of this material existence, and that is depressing, that depressed and suppressed, compressed, feeling lonely, and only way out they think is suicide. But as soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, tyakta eshanaha, he could give up, he gives up desires, sinful activities, propensities to commit sin, and they become shantaha, peaceful. Look at what is happening. Russia and Ukraine, they are battling. Two countries are fighting. But the Russian Hare Krishnas and Ukrainian Hare Krishnas, are they battling? When they meet each other, Russian devotee and Ukrainian devotee, what do? Vancha kalpataru vesha kripa sindhu bevasha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. They are in another world, another consciousness, another attitude, different sets of values they follow, practice. So Krishna consciousness works, is working. And we are realizing this. This is our experience. More or less, maybe some of us are realizing more, some less, but we are all realizing the effects of influence of the fruit of practicing practices of Krishna consciousness. So we should continue that. Mahaprabhu demonstrated that on the way to Vrindavan, passing through Jharkhand forest, he made lions and tigers and deers and all creatures. They were creatures one time there in the forest. They're all chanting and dancing. The birds were flying and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The birds were Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. And see what happened. They were not animals anymore. The tiger was no more like that. He was next to the deer, and deer and tiger, they were rubbing shoulders and not afraid or not scared, or not no hatred, and they were Next scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking great pleasure in watching that scene. Oh, what next? Not only they are walking next to each other, rubbing shoulders, but next scene was they were embracing each other. Deer and tiger embracing each other. Is something more going to happen? Yes, yes. And Mahaprabhu was waiting. They were kissing. Tiger and deer, they were kissing each other. And when Mahaprabhu saw that, he started jumping up and down, exclaiming, Vrindavan, 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 Vrindavan Dhamake, Vrindavan. Only in Vrindavan this is possible. He was on the way to Vrindavan, only halfway through. Jharkhand is a state now, Jharkhand. By seeing that scene, he thought, this is Vrindavan. There's no hatred, only affection, love and affection for each other, friendship amongst all the entities, we could say, not creatures. So by spreading and establishing Krishna consciousness, we are spreading Vrindavan consciousness. Krishna consciousness is Vrindavan consciousness. So we are establishing Vrindavan everywhere. So we have to do this more and more. War is happening. Wars are still going on. I was thinking, we are responsible. We are responsible for that war. Because we are not preaching enough. If anything on the earth or in the world that could stop the war, what could stop the war? What could stop the war? Say quickly. What could stop the war? Krishna consciousness. One word you could say. Well, two words, Krishna consciousness. There are details of this, but by Krishna consciousness only you could stop the war. Or stop the quarrel also. So the age of Kali is known for the quarrel, right? Quarreling is a number one symptom. Quarreling, quarrel, quarrel. Quarrel, then cold war, and then hot war, and there's different names. So quarrels could very much be stopped. If we had not taken to Krishna consciousness, we would be right there fighting. some from Ukraine side, some from Russia side, or some from India side, some from Pakistan side, some from this side, from that side. We could have joined those fighting parties. Right? We could have become terrorists. Very much possible. We could have become this, we could have become that. But you are not becoming none of that. You will never ever be cause of war or contributing to the war. So Krishna consciousness is a solution to every single worldly mundane problem. Has a solution in Krishna consciousness, or Krishna consciousness is the solution. Huh? Very good. Of course, the biggest problem is birth, death, old age, disease. was sent there one time while he was sick during last dinner. That's, I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but this came to my mind. Prabhupada was not well. I think it was in Bombay or Vrindavan. Middle of the night, he has a sleepless night. And I think Giriraj Prabhu, he was a Prabhu that time, walked into Prabhupada's quarter. "Prabhupada, you're not sleeping?" He says, "Now I'm old. I cannot sleep. I cannot eat. What else? Eating, sleeping. And I'm a sannyasi, there's no question of mating. Eating, sleeping, mating, defense. And I can't defend. Old person, bedridden, cannot." So everything is finished, Professor. Eating finished, sleeping finished, mating finished, defense finished. That was from one point of view, but as a Krishna conscious personality, he also had no problem with, he had solved this problem of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. In fact, this is not a problem. Bell after bell is ringing and the class is not stopping. Question? And devotees are asking questions. And one person in the audience, he raised a question. He asked that question to Radha Govind Maharaj. Maharaj's katha was expected to end by 8 o'clock. And Maharaj went on and on and on. He was absorbed in reciting the pastimes of Krishna. And some question-answer bodhayanta parasparam happened. And one person, he was raising hand. "What is your question?" Then that person said, "Maharaj, when is this going to end?" A very serious question. When is this going to end? When is this going to end? So maybe some of you have that kind of question. Wondering and question. Okay, if you have some common question. A few minutes, we could.
Thanks for once again sharing and melodious lecture. And I see as you are shining with your beings, and you are shining, you are like words, your speech, your kirtan is almost like purifying your heart. My question is like, Maharaj, like we see, exchanges are shining because they are given this material, this desire. But sometimes we see like Maya is also very shining, like it's very effective, especially in the initial stage. We say Maya is very effective. So like, how do we differentiate? Like sages are shining, your devotees are shining. Anyways, sometimes Maya is also like effective and shining. So in the initial stage, how can we?
The Maya is all attractive. And it has to be, because it's Krishna's Maya. If it was my Maya, your Maya, no big deal, but it is Krishna's Maya. Mama Maya, Durataya, he says. So Krishna's Maya also has to be powerful. And it is very, very powerful. So, only way out is, we could say that in Krishna's words, mama eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Please. Mama eva, Maybe we should underline this word, eva, mam eva, me only. Mam eva ye prapadyante, if you surrender to me only, maya mitam tarantite, you will give up or you will become free from or influence of maya or allurement of maya or attractions of maya. Maya is powerful and attractive and she will remain so forever. She is not going to change her stand or her. It is something that we have to do something. So Krishna says, surrender unto me. So more we surrender, more we surrender, we will realize, well, the pale maya, to us maya will feel pale, maya is very pale or not attractive. Because Krishna is more attractive. So there's a tug of war, right? Krishna is pulling you one way and maya is pulling you other way. So all the time, if you keep praying to Krishna, 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 every time you are in trouble, run to Krishna. And Krishna is going to be pulling you more and more and more. And if there's a tug of war between maya pulling one side, the Krishna pulling you the other way from other side, who do you think is going to win? What do you think? Could we hear?
Krishna.
So stick to Krishna, Sama, stick to Krishna. And sticking to Krishna, we could very easily say that stick to the devotees of Krishna. Be surrounded by devotees of Krishna. Be surrounded by devotees in good standing, the practitioners of Krishna consciousness, and you with enthusiasm, utsaha, nishaya, dhairya, you will keep practicing Krishna consciousness, praying, running towards Krishna. And then the victory is guaranteed. Yatra yogeshwaraha Krishna, yatra partho dhanurdharaha tatra sri and vijayo, victory is guaranteed. Ar yato dharmaha tataha jaya, yato dharmas tato jaya. Where there is dharma, if you stay on the side of dharma, Krishna consciousness, tataha jaya, victory is guaranteed. Or Mahabharata says, Vijayastu Pandaputranam Esham Pakshe Janardhanaha. Vijay, the victory of Panduputras is guaranteed. Why? Esham Pakshe Janardhanaha. They belong to Krishna party. Maya party is guaranteed would be defeated. So stick to Krishna party, Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And have patience also. And be enthusiastic at the same time. Is that okay? Yeah. In the back, someone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thanks for the wonderful class. We should one more finish. My question is, you said Krishna consciousness is Vrindavan consciousness. And we are so unfortunate that we are not even Vrindavan conscious when even we are in Vrindavan. So how do we reconcile between reaching Krishna consciousness out there in the world and at the same time staying in Vrindavan? Prabhupada, being Prabhupada, managed to do both of the things perfectly well. What about us from us?
Really, you could also preach in Vrindavan. And be prepared to go out of Vrindavan, as Prabhupada also did. Or if you are here, you are fortunate, then just don't be here, you know. Cultivate the Vrindavan spirit or Brajabasi spirit. Prabhupada is, he used to warn us going to this mart and that Goswami temple. Temple is okay, but Radhakund and Babaji's and they stay away. So that we should be aware, and otherwise we are in Vrindavan, but we could get into trouble. We may get distracted. We may be whatever. So that's something we should do. Yeah, devotees were staying in Vrindavan, Prabhupada times also, but then many of them started their own deity worship at home. As a result, the temple attendance was minimizing, and Prabhupada asked why, and he was told, I think Dhananjaya Prabhu was a president that time. He said, Prabhupada, possibly many devotees have their own deities and they're just looking after their own deities. Prabhupada said, go, collect all those deities. Their deity is here and they could also come here. But that also, in the name of being or becoming Krishna conscious, we may be, but we should be following all those residing in Vrindavan. You have ended up in Vrindavan. You should remember who is the cause of your coming or being in Vrindavan. Of course, Krishna is sarva karana karanam, for sure. But then Krishna also made Srila Prabhupada nimitta matram. Prabhupada also has become another cause, immediate cause. So Srila Prabhupada has brought us to Vrindavan. And as we come to Vrindavan, we should always remember Prabhupada's mission and Prabhupada's projects here, and you could be distributing books right here. Now we all have to go here, there, everywhere, looking for or finding conditioned souls. But Vrindavan, they're all coming, and Krishna is bringing them here, making your job easy. You could be just sitting here, lazy intelligent. Prabhupada, lazy intelligent. Just be here and the pilgrims coming. You could help them out, give a little tour of our camp here, or give a book, Srila Prabhupada's book, or get them to chant in Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir, one round of Hare Krishna, or bring them to Goshala. You could take darshan of cows and serve the cows, and prasad distribution. So don't think that our preaching mission is only in Delhi and New York and London or Bangalore. Or the preaching mission is right here in Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram Temple is in the center of the all preaching movement and preaching activities. So this temple could be exemplary that way. Haribo.
Haribo.
I don't know whether it was wow factor, but someone inspired to say Haribo. So there's a lot to do. And Prabhupada, yeah? Okay, so Prabhupada also said, you cooperate with each other. To protect this moment after I am gone, or your love for me will be seen by seeing how you cooperate with each other. So do you love Prabhupada? Anyone here loves Prabhupada? 100%. So let that love be not just lip service. I love you, but then do something, you know. The beloved has come and he says, I love, fine, but some expression of translate, you translate your words, I love you, into some action. Now do something. So if we love Prabhupada, then do something for Prabhupada. Otherwise, it's just some words or lip service. So, cooperate with the temple authorities here, the GBC is here, the temple president and the team here. Be connected. Make sure you all have something, some service, maybe small, big like Hanuman, or small like squirrel while building that bridge. But both services also, according to Ram, they were equally pleasing to Sri Ram. So what? We have nothing else to do if we have come to Vrindavan and not be part of Krishna Balaram Temple. Sadhana and services, there must be something wrong with you. Okay. Haribol? Okay, Haribol. Thank you.